I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
It's a great day for college football, y'all, because Alabama head coach Nick Saban is retiring.
He's not dead. Sounds like he's going to heaven.
No. Might as well be dead. He has no more use for us.
This is all the other SEC coaches like, thankfully, now we have a chance.
And fans. And fans also, man. I heard the news and I'm like, oh, yes!
He's gone. He's actually been the highest paid head coach of all time. He's been making $11.4 million for his time in Alabama. He has a total of 292 total wins, 6 national championships, 9 SEC championships, 4 Heisman winners, and 44 first round picks.
I have several friends who are, obviously, if you went to Bama, you are a hardcore Bama fan. And I know they shed a tear yesterday when they heard the news.
All those accomplishments, if it's me, I wouldn't have been able to retire after a loss.
Yeah.
I would have had to go out on a win.
Really?
So yes. Here is a rumor that is circulating in Alabama, close Alabama circles right now, is that his wife apparently never misses games. She's always there, and she missed 3 this year. So people are starting to speculate that maybe her health isn't great, and that's why he made this spontaneous decision. But that's all rumor at this point.
It's all speculation.
All speculation. Oh, I will say this, man. I'm a Georgia fan. I don't like Alabama at all. Nothing about him. Except Nick Saban, man. Much respect to that guy. Wow. I mean, he's the GOAT. He's the greatest, and it can't even be argued.
Nope.
Yeah, you got to respect the work ethic. And honestly, when I saw the announcement that he was going to retire, I thought, there's no way. This guy's going to pull a Brady. He's going to say he's retiring, and then he's coming back like 3 months later, which wouldn't shock me.
Who would take that job now, though, man?
Oh,
oh wow.
Not me. No, sir.
Hell no.
No part of that.
All right, while we're on the topic of sports, Taylor Swift made an appearance on ESPN, sort of, kind of, via ESPN's Stephen A. Smith's show. He actually ended up defending Taylor Swift to all the haters who are mad that she's getting shown on screen at the games.
Everybody's sitting up there and acting like she's some kind of impediment. Excuse me, she did her job. That Eras Tour, off the chain, generated billions. Now, there's only one Beyonce to me, Beyonce all day, every day. But Taylor Swift was phenomenal. I went to the concert. I see these kids. They absolutely love her. The concert was absolutely positively phenomenal, off the chain. She did her job.
And he's like, she's just trying to defend her man.
She's going to support her dude to show up at a football game and the cameras are on her. That ain't her fault. No. Excuse me. And by the way, she went to the games after the concerts. It's not like she used the games to bump up the concerts. Oh, no. Those kids were going to her concerts whether the football, the NFL was promoting her or not. Taylor Swift is that girl.
Taylor Swift doesn't need the NFL.
No.
The NFL needs Taylor Swift. Let's get it straight.
She's so big. Did you see this statistic this morning? That last year, Taylor Swift's accounted for 1.7% of all musical sales last year.
It wouldn't shock me.
Wow.
That's a lot.
All
musical sales.
That's insane.
It's because her fans are so dedicated that they will buy whatever she puts out. She's putting out 7 different kinds of vinyls. All right, we'll buy them in all different colors. We'll buy them 4 different times. Not me. I ain't got that kind of money, but some people do. But she really does. I mean, she puts out so much music that it doesn't shock me whatsoever. All right, Jay-Z, I had no idea he is producing the Super Bowl halftime show, but he says you got to watch out for Usher this year.
I think he's gonna take his rightful place. You know, he's one of the greatest performers that we've seen in our time, and I think he'll take his rightful place.
And Mo, when did Jay-Z strike that deal with the NFL that he started to do their halftime performances?
Was it 3 years ago? Was it 2 or 3 years ago?
Was it the same time that they put him on the committee to try to get more
diversity?
Diversity for the halftime show. And Rihanna, he was a part of that, and now he's a part of Usher. And he got really crushed for taking that job, but I think he's done a great job since he's been in that seat. Mm.
And so a lot of people are wondering if he'll ever do the halftime show. That's what he said.
I don't know. You know, I thought it would be selfish to pick myself too early. So maybe 1 year, maybe.
I think he should pick himself.
You do?
Now, yeah.
Well, he should do it now if he's ever going to do it, for sure. I don't know if I'd be able to do that, though.
No, so if he does it, there'd have to be a lot of, guests that come out along with you. Like, it wouldn't just be, like, a Jay-Z solo because of the position he's in.
Exactly.
Like, he's damned if you do, damned if he doesn't. Does he have the catalog to support it? Absolutely. But if you do something like that, you're in charge of the halftime show, right? And you choose yourself to do the halftime show, you better have all your friends doing it with you.
Yeah, it looks a little crazy.
He should have done that with the 50 years of hip-hop.
That would have been
perfect.
Oh, yeah, it would have.
So true. All right, Greta Gerwig, she had a surprising response to Joe Coy's Barbie joke from the Golden Globes. It's on your next Eva's on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.